Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, is speaking. President Omar Hassan al-Bashir of Sudan will be there, in defiance of an ICC war crimes indictment. Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and Brazil's President Lula da Silva are also on the guest list. Talk on the street is that North Korea is sending an observer delegation. But perhaps the biggest news is that Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak may make an appearance. The 81-year-old Egyptian leader has not been to a gathering of African leaders since he escaped an assassination attempt during a summit of the Organization of African Unity in Addis Ababa in 1995. VOA was unable to obtain a visa to attend, but diplomats and journalists who did say the summit site is taking on a festival atmosphere. The pre-summit chatter is dominated by the big-name guest list. Western diplomats are considering how to respond if Iran's President Ahmadinejad uses his expected summit speech as a platform for inflammatory or offensive rhetoric. The last summit in February drew only 21 heads of state to see Muammar Gaddafi sworn in. There was concern the turnout this time might be no better. But with Mr. Gaddafi talking about ramming through some of his controversial proposals for a United States of Africa, many would-be stay-at-homes may show up after all. Summit sideline events have already produced an apparent breakthrough, this one on Somalia. Reporters in Sirte, IGAD, the regional grouping of East African countries, will ask the summit to change the weak AU peacekeeping mission, AMISOM, to a robust fighting force. IGAD, which comprises six East African countries, is said to be looking at reversing an earlier ruling that prohibited Somalia's neighbors from sending troops to AMISOM. Two IGAD powers, Ethiopia and Kenya, border Somalia and are being urged in many quarters to play a more significant role in helping their neighbor. Kenneth Mpizi of the Institute for Security Studies in Addis Ababa says the summit comes none too soon for Somalia, the Horn of Africa nation whose future is hanging by a thread.
I think IGAD will push the AU to continue and to strengthen its role. In terms of political will from the wider body, now we might be seeing increased political will, particularly as the situation aggravates. So I think Somalia might be one of the areas where we might see something significant coming out of it. And I think particularly because there is this push also from IGAD.
Other security issues slated to receive summit attention include the recent political troubles in Niger and unconstitutional changes of government or attempted coups in Madagascar, Mauritania, Guinea, and Guinea-Bissau. Also on the agenda will be an attempt by some member states to express the continent's unified opposition to the war crimes indictment against Sudan's President Omar Hassan al-Bashir. The pending ICC indictments were a hot topic at the last meeting in February, but an attempt to forge a consensus failed at a pre-summit session in Addis last month when only a handful of countries supported a Libyan and Sudanese-backed initiative to withdraw in unison from the ICC's founding agreement. The three-day CERT summit begins with a public session Wednesday and closes with another open meeting Friday. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.